And joining us now, author Dante Moore. His book is called The Reeducation of the Female. And Dante, you were on with my friend Vicky Locke in Atlanta. Was that yesterday?
Yes, it was.
And she emailed me and said, you got to talk to this guy. So tell me, what is the premise in your mind? What is the premise of your book?
Basically, I did not write this book to disrespect or degrade women. I wrote it to help them. And the premise of the book is basically to teach them how to get and keep a man.
Okay. And what is step one?
Step one is keep up your appearance.
Uh-huh.
Men are very visual. So in order to keep the spice in your relationship, keep your appearance up, keep your health, keep your weight down to a healthy weight.
So is love as important as appearance? Is chemistry as important as appearance?
Yes, it is. But the thing about it is, how do you get somebody to approach you if you don't have either of those? You can be all the loving person you want and have as much chemistry as a human being can possess. But how does somebody come up to you in the first place to know that you possess those qualities?
So what kind of reaction are you getting from women?
I'm getting a good reaction. I say 70% good, 30% bad. Of course, you know, you have the women that basically get riled up and rant and rave about the book. But most of them are basically calming down and getting the issues.
And why do you think this is a secret? You say, here's a little secret, ladies. Men never really ask for anything. They command. And believe me, what you won't do, 10, and you use the word broads, around the corner will do. Broads is a 1940s term, but we'll say girls. 10 girls around the corner will do. What's the point you're trying to make?
The point I'm trying to make is when a man asks you, say, look, honey, can you put on that nice teddy tonight so we can have, you know, a good time or whatever? He's really not asking you. He's telling you this is what he wants. And if you won't do it, then he's gonna find somebody that will. Men are hunters. This is what we just do naturally.
Now, everything in life is about score. There's a trade for everything.
Okay.
So if women are expected to do this for their man, what do guys have to do?
See, that's what Oprah and Lifetime is for. They can watch those channels and see what men should do for women. This is a one-sided view of what some men want. This is what I'm trying to get the women to understand.
So you believe, in your mind, Dante Moore, with this book, that you have figured it out, and this is a guide for women. You're helping them.
Exactly. I figured it out. This is what you need to do in order to keep the spice in your relationship, in order to get a man of quality.
But your take on it, Dante, I feel is all take and no give.
That's what it may come across as, but you have to look at it objectively. This is what men want. You may not like it, you may not agree with it, but this is how the game is played.
Dante, by the way, if you want to see him, he's at kissfm.com online. He kind of looks like Sway from MTV.
Yes, I agree.
Same type of hair, right?
Yeah, I have locks, yes.
You've got I mean, they look like they're tickling your bum in this picture.
Yeah, they're pretty long, probably mid-back.
Dante, with the mid-back locks, do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, I do.
And how's that going for you?
It's going pretty well, you know, but every relationship has its issues.
Well, you don't sound like you're sold on it.
Well, you know, everything has its ups and downs, so we're just going to see how this works. And, you know, everything is not like, okay, I'm with this person, I'm going to be with this person forever.
And but what has your girlfriend said to you when she looks at the things that are in your book? How has she responded?
Oh, she's read the book twice. And, of course, when she first started reading it, she had some issues with it. And I had to say, look, just relax, read the book objectively. And she was able to get some information that told her how it may have not have worked in her past relationships.
Dante says, you know, just like in real estate, it's all about location, location, location. He says the same statement rings true for attracting a man, only it's appearance, appearance, appearance.
Yes.
So you think the number one thing is to lose 10 pounds?
I would say 20, depending on your height and weight. But yes, a lot of women out here only about 20 pounds away from being somebody's wife.
20 pounds?
Exactly.
That's 20 pounds is a lot of work.
I mean, you know, that's what you have to do. Life is not easy.
What about romance, Dante?
Romance will come in after you meet, but where is the connection? If you don't have any connection to have someone that's attractive to you, it could be height, it could be size, it could be hair color.
All right, it's 1-800-520-1027 at Kiss FM. The book is called The Reeducation of the Female. If you want to chat with Dante, that's the number. Dante Moore is with us this morning. He has written a book called The Reeducation of the Female. He's 33 years old. What is your real job, Dante?
Basically, I'm a computer engineer.
Never been married.
Right.
You have any kids?
Yes, I do. I have an 11-year-old son.
Okay. 11-year-old boy?
Yep.
And he has said that the premise of this book is to focus on appearance before anything if you haven't found the right guy. If you're a girl, he says that men don't ask for much. They command for everything.
Most of it, yeah.
And his expectation is that women do what? I mean, are you okay with a girl that you're dating working?
Oh, definitely. Yes, this is modern-day society, and, you know, you need to have two incomes if you really want to have a, you know, successful life.
So it's about income, not about her career dream?
Oh, she can dream whatever she wants to. I have no problem. I want you to understand, I have no problem with the modern-day female or what they do.
And like picking up the tab or, you know, taking charge, making decisions.
Right. Yes. If the female wants to do that, of course, that will actually turn a man on if you pick up the tab. When you're a hunter and you out here dating multiple women, that is a plus for a female just to come out and say, look, let me get this for you.
But you use the word hunter.
Mm-hmm.
You think that, or you're saying in this book that that's, if you boil it down to its foundation, to its core, guys are hunters.
Right. Yes. We go out looking for what we want. Yes. Women usually want people or want men to come up to them.
All right, let's get Elizabeth, 19 years old, Newport Beach. Elizabeth Seacrest, you're on with author Dante Moore. Go ahead.
I'd have to say I think that you're completely wrong. I think that, yeah, okay, men can want whatever they want, but then if you start giving it to them, they don't respect you anymore. So I think that a relationship's all about give and take, and when you start giving and giving and giving, then the other person starts needing and needing more and more and more, and it's never enough. So I completely disagree.
This is probably the issue. You're probably picking the wrong men. That is one of the reasons why I wrote the book. Why am I completely wrong when I'm telling you what needs to happen for you to have a successful relationship? You can believe it or not. It's up to you.
So you really think that women should just give men whatever they want? You believe that's going to work?
It's not about whatever they want. We're talking about compromise when it comes to
having a relationship. You said men are hunters,
yes,
and if they want you to put on your sexy little thing to have fun tonight, you should do it or he'll go around the block. Do you really think that's fair? What if you
Why isn't it? Why wouldn't you want to please your mate? Why wouldn't you want to please
What if you're having a bad day? What if you don't want to? That's okay for him to go around the block and say, oh, well, my woman didn't put on her sexy little thing, so I'm going around the block tonight. No.
Exactly. If you're having this bad day and you say, okay, you're not good enough for me to put this on for, then yes, he should go around the block and have a good time with somebody else.
No. If you're having a bad day, your partner who loves and respects and cares about you should understand that. It's not about,
you're not good enough for me.
No.
Why should he?
Why should he care about you? Because he's in a relationship with you. What's the point of being in a relationship then? If we're going off your terms, then let's just all go around and just, you know, have casual sex with other people. That's great. Perfect. Let's just do that then.
That sounds pretty good too. But no, what it's about, like I said, is compromise. You know, it depends on how many bad days are you having. How many headaches are you going to have for this man gets up and leaves you?
But sometimes there is no compromise because the other person needs something for themselves, and the other that other man should understand that.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be in a relationship. If you're having a bad day and you don't want to be with this person, you don't want to put on anything sexy, why are you in a relationship?
Because you're having a bad day. It doesn't dictate your whole relationship.
Well, like I said, compromise.
You guys are going to go in circles for the entire program. Elizabeth, I mean, you're very mature for 19. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
And how's it going?
It's going great. I mean, when I have a bad day, he just, you know, is understanding and isn't like, oh, I'm going to go find the 10 girls around the corner now since you're not going to do what I want. That's a ridiculous thing.
Dante calls us broads, not girls.
Thanks for calling, Elizabeth. Thanks for listening to us. I want to get a guy's point of view on this. After listening to what Dante has to say on the air, let's go to Corona. And Adam, go ahead. You're on with Dante Moore. His book is called The Reeducation of the Female. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to have to agree with Dante Moore as far as appearance. And I think my mother-in-law had read this book 5 years ago. That's why I say this.
Was this book out then, Dante?
No, it just came out July 15th.
So figuratively.
The reason why I say that, Ryan, is because my wife used to be at home all the time, and she used to be in her pajamas all day. And my mother-in-law had told her, you know, you need to start waking up in the morning and getting dressed for the rest of the day. And that's how it turned out to be. And, of course, the marriage was better, sex was better, the relationship was better.
Yes.
Now, that's why I agree with him, and this is coming from a married man's perspective.
Right.
So I think a parents, yes, it will keep the spice in the relationship, and I don't think wives should be in their pajamas all day. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Got some honest people on your show, Ron.
Well, thank you for listening, Adam. I appreciate the call in Corona. Dante, hang tight. It's 102.7 KISS FM. We'll be back. We're going to come back with some of your calls at 1-800-520-1027. If you're just flipping into the show this morning, Dante Moore, who is the author of a book called The Reeducation of the Female, is on with us. And he says, if you're fat, you won't get a man. I mean, that's really what it boils down to.
Well, I want to make it clear that, yes, you'll be able to get a man. I also state that in the book, but we're talking about it's going to decrease your single man pool. It's going to decrease your potential of getting a man that you want the heavier you get.
Okay. And as you can imagine, there are people who are responding to those statements calling in right now. 1-800-520-1027 at KISS. Dante, let's take Corona live. This is Lynette. Lynette, you're on with Dante Moore. What do you think?
For 7 years now, and I agree with you, but then I don't agree with you. I do agree that appearance do matter, but then now in my situation, it's been long, and it's not only appearance that's keeping us together, it's the connection,
right?
The chemistry between us.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have grown up and everything, but then he still wants to be no matter what. And in the long run, I feel that females have the power. They have the power. Males do, but it doesn't matter about feeding the man all the time. Matters about pleasing your woman.
Do women have the power, Dante?
Yes, I do explain that in the book, and I try to tell them that, look, y'all do have the power. That's why I'm writing the book, so I can help you, get to that power and understand men better.
Okay, 1-800-520-1027. What if you're doing all of these things that Dante says to do in his book, but it's not working? Annie, go ahead and man eyes.
Hi, I've been in my relationship for a year. And I did go through a little time where I didn't really take care of myself, but that was about 6 months ago. And I try to take care of myself. I work hard every day. I go to school to get finished my education. And I'm still waking up and making him breakfast. I have dinner ready when he comes home. When his back hurts, I rub his back. The other night, I cried myself to sleep, and he had a backache, so I got up and he rubbed his back.
Right.
And I don't know what I'm doing.
Well, I mean, is he, what is going on in your relationship? Do you want to be in this relationship?
I want it to work.
Is he doing anything for you?
No.
Well, you got to get out. Hold on, you got to get out. Dante, let me just pick up one thing. When I'm in a relationship, I get fat.
Right.
I gain weight in a relationship because I go to,
Stone Cold Creamery, right?
I go to the ice cream. Like I go to the mall. I eat the pretzel. I'm at the movies. I'm having the popcorn with butter. I gain weight. I get fat in relationships.
Okay, so, and that's understandable. Men do understand that a woman is going to gain weight, especially if they have kids together. But we're talking about the initial attraction, and we're also talking about maintaining a healthy weight in your relationship. Just because you gain weight and just because you have kids does not give you a pass to keep on 50 or 60 pounds. It's just not healthy.
We're going to come back. 1-800-520-1027. All right, Dante Moore, just a couple of things from his book. He says, you know how people say the first rule of real estate is location, location, location? The same statement rings true for attracting a man. It's appearance, appearance, appearance. I'm going to pound this into your head throughout this book. An attractive physical appearance is the number one thing you need to acquire and sustain in order to obtain and maintain a long-term relationship with a man. A man that you want, not someone for whom you've settled. Do you think a lot of us, men and women, settle, Dante?
Yes, I do. I think we settle because of children. We settle because of life circumstances. We settle because, you know, we're getting older and we don't want to be alone. So, yes, we do settle for someone that we may not want.
Let's go to Manhattan Beach. Katie, go ahead.
Hey, Ryan. I've decided I'm going to write my own self-help book called How to Avoid the Dante Moores of the World.
Oh, no.
Rule number one is gain 5 pounds, and if they complain, you drop them like it's hot.
Uh-huh. Well, that's great. Then you're going to have a good time being alone.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, he did.
Well, I'm not going to This is how I feel. I just feel like your book is not really designed to create long-lasting relationships because in the end, like, you know, people grow old. Like, if you want to grow old together, like, I don't think these rules are going to apply, like, when you're older. You know what I mean? Like,
right, but when did you get together? You got together when you were younger. You got together because you were attracted to that person. Once you became attracted to that person, then you found out how much chemistry and how much everything that y'all had in common. Then you grew old together. But if you were fat and disgusting in the first place, how is this person going to come up to you?
Well, personally, I don't think that I would want to be with someone like that. So
be with someone like what? That finds you attractive?
No, no, no. Who is just like, whose idea of a person, whose first impression, like, means everything. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like,
no, it's not about your first impression. It's first, second, third. It's about what makes you attracted to that person. Everybody has their own form of what they're attracted to. So I'm telling you as a man, this is what men like.
Okay.
Keep your appearance in order.
Thank you for calling. Good luck with your book, darling. We appreciate it. Christina Wrench Cucamonga, you're on with Dante. What do you think about this? Because some women are slightly animated about Dante's premise.
I just wanted to say that I think you are right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But sometimes we need some pleasure, too.
Yeah, I do understand that. I do understand that. And as, you know, two individuals in a relationship, y'all should discuss that so y'all can get as much pleasure out of each other as possible.
Christina, what do you think he's right about, to be clear?
I think he's right about that when a man comes home and asks for to do this. I think that we should give him what he wants because he was out all day or whatever.
Exactly.
What about you? What about if you're out all day?
Then they should give us what we want.
We have no problem with doing that, man.
And Christine, are you getting what you want from a man right now?
Actually, I'm single right now, but I just think that's my perspective.
Okay.
Yeah, you keep up your mindset, and I'm pretty sure it's going to happen for you. I guarantee.
Okay.
Okay, let's wrap it up with Dante Moore. His book is called The Reeducation of the Female. He has ticked off a lot of people here this morning. He says that he has figured out why women don't get the right man and what they need to do to get them. His approach is not loved by all.
No, it's not.
He says the fatter you get, the more you decrease your potential single man pool.
Oh, God.
He says women should just lose weight. You'll meet a better man. Not going over too well as a whole. 1-800-520-1027 at KISS FM. Tiffany.
Hi, Ryan. How are you?
Good, darling. What's up?
I've been listening to this gentleman speak, and the trouble that I'm having, his entire argument is so one-sided. I'm not understanding how, well, I do understand, because oftentimes people can only see their side. I mean, he sees it as men are hunters. He's focusing on the savage side of man. Mm-hmm. He's not addressing the fact that women, too, have actually a savage side, have their own drives, their own desires. It's a two-way street. If you're in a relationship, it's a partnership. You both should want to be there for each other. If, you know, there are extenuating circumstances where, you know, on a given evening, you're not together, that should not be reason to stray. There's not a justification for that.
I want to let the two of you debate this off the air. I'll just connect you with each other. You can have this debate because I have a feeling Dante wants to respond. And how do you think women will respond once they recognize you at the mall?
Hopefully they respond well. But yeah, they're basically, I know they're going to have some questions, and that's fine. As long as they understand that, look, this is what men think. This is how the game is played. Either accept it or don't.
The title of his next book could be called Why Women Hate Me, The Dante Moore Story.